guys. Thanks for tuning back in to this week's episode, a mini solo episode once again of Healed Now What with me, Lisa Dawn. This week we are talking about the joys of taking responsibility for ourselves, our wants, our needs, our desires, the power of stepping into ourselves and discovering how we can be more there for ourselves. I made an Instagram post about this the other day saying something like, instead of wondering whether or not they will choose us, a better question to ponder is, am I choosing me? Meaning, do I know myself? Am I taking action on the things that I know are true? And if not, why? Am I listening to me? Do I understand me? Now, this comes to mind because there have been so many times in my life when I knew something wasn't working, or I've stayed in an unhealthy situation for too long and was just kind of floating around on autopilot, going from one thing to the next with no real direction. I was in conversation about this with a dear friend over coffee, and we both agree that this is also part of the journey, being in the liminal space of the unknown, not knowing where we are meant to be or with who we want to be there with. Often it is these experiences of being with the unfamiliar and the dizzying sensations that lead us to begin our path in search for more clarity. And one thing is certain, a relationship where we can share our needs is one of deep intimacy and trust, especially when the other person can hear them and honor them. What is this process of inner alchemy that begins to take root when I tune into my own needs? When I am less worried about losing someone because I express my needs and am actively prioritizing my happiness and integrity, I am truly free. Which leads into my next thought. As we get clear on what we want, it is essential that we not make it the responsibility of other people to give us that experience. Instead, we get to create that from the inside and invite others to partake in our creation. And with that, I heard something the other day that I really love, that responsibility is just responding with ability. Our power comes from not knowing what others want and need. And of course, that will come with time and allowing intimacy to occur. But our power comes from first knowing and owning the truth of what we want. And once we have that clearly defined, we can tune into our relationships and see if we actually like how they're going. And from this place of knowing ourselves, we can check in to see if other people in our lives want to take part in that. And having said that, people are not wrong for wanting what they want. People are brave for getting clear and then taking action based on knowing themselves. We can set ourselves up so that we don't need people to change to be okay. We can create an environment where we can support their change if they desire to grow alongside us in a way that feels good for both people. The relationship can be the container for growth and evolution. Now, this is real intimacy. This is all about the commitment to closeness with one another, getting clear on a shared vision for the most beautiful form of closeness, and committing to becoming who we both need to be in order to create this shared version of closeness. And as both people get clearer on what they want, what the best version of closeness and intimacy is like, and who we both need to become to get more of what we want, the question then becomes, can we do this together? Do we want to do this together? So this comes back to this idea of living from our center, living from our wholeness and knowing ourselves. But what we tend to do instead is leave ourselves, leave our center in order to accommodate everyone else's needs. So instead, what makes a huge difference is when we become centered in ourselves. But then we also have this reverence for the relationship containers we get to hold. In other words, you know, it's kind of like your path is your path and my path is my path, but together we get to create something if we choose to. Otherwise, it leads back to this idea of just being unconsciously pulled into all of these directions that are potentially not for us, but we're just getting by. We've got these highly self-protective barriers on and we're guarding ourselves against the love we say we want. So the journey then requires us to move into self-responsibility, but in a way that gives us so much clarity on how we can respond to our life and our relationships in a more liberated and truthful way. But first, we have to be able to create the internal and external infrastructure to be able to tolerate relationship discomfort. So essentially, what we're talking about is becoming well-resourced humans so we can change the way that we relate to ourselves, the way we show up in the world, and how we encounter other people, and how we can be in relationship to those other people. And this is why it pays to begin to get to know ourselves emotionally, sensationally, and cognitively. Am I connected to my body? Do I know and can I identify with what emotions I am feeling? Can I name my emotions? Can I name my emotional needs? Do I see which patterns are playing out here in my life? Our relationships are not here to reinforce this idea that we're broken. They're here to help us understand the ways we either lean into love, push love away, or are scared of love, and then we get to get curious about those beliefs. If our relationships keep reinforcing the idea that we're broken, then what needs to change is how we exist within that relationship. If one or both partners need to be broken for the relationship to work, then the container isn't serving either person. The relationship, therefore, has to change, and so does the deep-seated belief that something is wrong with me. I am flawed or broken. That aspect needs to be healed. And this can be healed by nurturing self-trust and having choice. And also on this same vein, if we have found that we don't have a voice in our relationships, meaning we don't express our needs or we can't tell others what we want, we can never fully open to intimacy because intimacy requires being seen. And so what we're saying subconsciously without even having to say the words is I can't be myself because I'm afraid you will leave me. I will feel abandoned. So instead of being honest, I will just cling to you and this relationship container, even though neither of us is getting what we need from it. And speaking of containers, they're meant to hold. So they will hold resentments, unfulfilled longings, and misery, and they will also hold connection, bliss, and joy. And oftentimes it is a combination of those things. With the understanding that no one completes us. People can complement us. And this is where safety comes into play. Especially if there has been past relationship trauma. Because we move at the speed of safety. So a wonderful question to ask whether you're single or dating someone is, am I safe to be myself? And within that, we often forget that we can rely on and lean into multiple channels of connection instead of just hyper-focusing on one relationship, which tends to happen when we don't have enough community support or have allowed ourselves to experience intimacy in some of our other relationships. We may begin to tell ourselves stories like, when we love people, they lie to us, they hurt us, they betray us. Or how about, when I love people, I abandon myself, I don't have great boundaries, I don't know how to stand up for myself. And these stories can unconsciously run our lives. What I found extremely helpful, and I think it was Mark Groves who shared these questions to contemplate, is just to take a moment and finish these sentences. When I love people, they, and you can make a note on this and complete this at another time, or just think about it right now in the moment. When I love people, they, or how about this one? When I let people love me, they, and complete that sentence. Now, whatever you answer can often point to the limits that we have placed on ourselves when it comes to love. It's where we avoid intimacy, liberation, and connection in our relationships. So the work that we do in therapy and within our relationships is also about getting comfortable with our unique strangeness. We all got it. Our quirkiness, the ways that we've judged ourselves, the, you know, strange and lovable ways that we show up in life. And it's rare for people to come into themselves if they aren't excited and curious about that core, that potential, that uniqueness. And then when we encounter hardness, it can sometimes force us to get creative. Creative in how we want to show up, how we want to be or not to be. And then how our lives intersect with another person's can be a choice on both our parts. So it's a process of gradual softening and adaptation. The truth is that some relationships are hard or even impossible to change. Other relationships are fluid and open-ended. They grow to fit us better and better the more time we invest in them. We can learn to be more responsive and less reactive by first listening to ourselves in ways that make it possible for us to say things, admit things to others that we haven't dared to in the past. And advocating for ourselves doesn't just affect our relationships. It's present in all areas of our lives. I mean, smaller examples of this could be, you know, sending a meal back if it's done incorrectly. Ew. God, there was a time that I would just eat the gross thing in front of me instead of sending it back. The uncomfortability of asking for my need to be met. Or something simple like getting up and going to the washroom when we need to during a workshop. Have you ever done that thing where it's so uncomfortable to ask for your needs? So maybe you work up the courage to send a text and then can't even look at your phone for a response because it's just so uncomfortable. And the truth is, oftentimes people are happy to fulfill our needs when we ask for them. And the other 90% of the time, we get to become better at being with the discomfort of someone telling us no. I came across these words the other day, and I just wanted to bring them up here because they're beautiful. Two truths approach each other. One comes from the inside, the other comes from outside. And where they meet, we have a chance to catch sight of ourselves. How beautiful is that? So the better I get at being me, owning the easy to like things, and then also owning the darkness and the shadows, the stronger my relationships become, the more I grow, and the more life seems to be working in my favor. So part of reconnecting with ourselves is clearing the space for that to even be possible. So here's to reminding ourselves that we can let people be responsible for taking care of themselves and still care about them deeply. And here's to opening ourselves to the potential freedom that can come from choosing ourselves and getting curious about what we actually desire. We are more resilient and strong than we know. There is no limit to our ability to heal and become the person we want to be. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week. As always, thank you so much for listening. Life is busy, so it means even more to me that you are here. Listen, we've got so many great episodes coming up, so please make sure that you follow along on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you are listening. And if you appreciate these episodes, please do us a favor and leave a review and share the show with anyone you think this episode would benefit. See you again next week. Bye for now.